In Perek Lamed Vav, Perek Lamed Aleph, we came across this concept, the distinction between Meriris and Atzvus. Okay? Between what he calls a certain sense of bitterness and what he calls depression. And he's anti-depression. He's pro-Meriris. Now, I remember this concept is talked a lot of in the early Sefer Chassidus. I wanted to find, as we always do, some of the other Shmuzin in the other Talmid Baal Shem. So I found a lot of raid. Now, the first one, which I still haven't been able to find the earliest source for, is a letter from Baron Kalina. Baron Kalina was a disciple of the great Magid, died when he was 42 years old. On his monument, it says that he was Machse B'tshuva 36,000 people. Was obviously the predecessor to the Karlin Stolen dynasty. Reb Aaron Kalina was by Reb Motel the Chernobyler married his daughter. He was no longer alive. And by the Tanayim, they asked Reb Mendel Vitebska to read the Tanayim, and Reb Mendel fainted in middle. So the Magid, or one of the other Talmidim, said to him, like, what happened? He said, well, when I said Ha'em in Mitzad Bita, he was standing right there. So he said, so what's the big deal? You've seen him so many times. Like, why is it different now? He said, but I've never seen him shine with such intensity. Anyhow, so Rav Aaron Kalina's statement is that the difference between Atzvus and Merirus is that when a person is as Atzvus, when they suffer from depression, they turn over and go back to sleep. When a person has Merirus, true, the beautiful kind of regret, then it motivates them to get out of bed and go do something about it. Okay? Now, there's a sefer called Vikucha Rabba. Vikucha Rabba means a great debate. The debate says, this is, I want to just read to you the Sharblat of the Sefer. This is the Sefer we're going to learn tonight. This is the great debate that took place between the Chosid and the Misnagid. Between these two great people, with regard to the issue of davening Nusach Ari, and the other Minhagim and ways of Chassidus. Who are they? One is Rabbi Yamin Zev from the holy city of Slonim, who is a disciple of Hagoyin Mevilna Zatzal. The second is Harabani Havasik Achosid Amafursim Bachsidis, Rabbi Yosef Minemarev, who is a disciple of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev. And they have a very respectful, erudite vikuach, a debate, where they go through the various concepts that Chassidim do differently and all that kind of stuff. And he touches on this issue that we're going to talk about here tonight. So, yours starts off an Ois Ches.
How's the Sefer end?
I haven't gone through the whole thing. So, the
Benjamin Zev does Tshuva.
Right. Yeah, what does it say? How does yours start, Ois Ches? Shalti Oisoi, Halari Isikam Anoshim?
Yeah.
Okay, so that we're going to go to the next one on the bottom. Sha'alti Yosef. Okay, so I asked him. Now this is the Misnagid speaking. Me'ayin bolacha hatzaka v'yispalus b'tzvila kolkach. Where do you get all this screaming and the great impact by davening? Sha'ata tzoyik b'koil godol v'slavish. You're crying out with such loud voices and since earlier in our exchange here, you've said, you're the first one to acknowledge that your heart has not been cleansed from evil. So how all of a sudden are you transformed during davening in such a short period of time? All of a sudden now you're a big shot? All of a sudden now you're screaming and crying out and singing in dveikus? A minute ago you told me you feel like you're a horrible louse. And now all of a sudden it comes to davening, you're this great big shot who's got dveikus b'Hashem, shemadrega gedoyla she'en zeherkechoy. You know that this is way beyond you. Amar HaChaver. So the friend answers. The chosid answers. Hatzaka ain't a misbad hispa alas vislavas shalavadatra. No way. The crying is not because I've reached levels and because I've all of a sudden been impacted by the greatness of Hashem. No, exactly the opposite. Ki im mehamotzar v'amerirus, it's quite the contrary. It is from the narrowness and the bitterness that I feel. Sheroi ani atzmi b'tfilo, when all comes to davening, I see where I'm at. Godol roch ki melikias, I see how far I am from godliness. Don't think it's because all of a sudden I've become this tremendous godly person. No, exactly the opposite. What's worse? V'nafshi abahamiyas lo nizuzo mimkoyma, I see that my animal body has not been moved 1 centimeter from her place. Mikol iskashus hevelei lemazeh, from all of her connection and bondedness to the stupidities of this world. I can't believe it. I just prepared for davening for 2 hours. I learned and I said tilim and I went to the mikveh and I rolled in the snow. And nothing! I'm right back where I was! I'm nothing has changed. I'm the same animal I was before I started. V'ayeskim shayli, and all the agreements I made with myself, v'nid mabatzmi shani chazak lahatiz mikiris libi ala b'yri yisbok shumay agadol. I thought, before davening, that I'd at least turn the corner to veer towards godliness. V'layavri makshavay sachutz lahapsik amat, and I wouldn't let my thoughts veer away for a second. Davening today is going to be great. I'm going to focus on the words. I'm going to actually daven like a mensch. V'yata royanuchi. And now it comes to davening, and I see, kirofani, I'm totally mush. V'li b'poyne lahavle elamazeh, and my heart, immediately as anything comes up, I'm right there in all the shtusim of this world. With all kinds of extraneous thoughts. That's what I'm crying about. I'm not crying from dveikus. I'm crying because I'm pathetic. Klal Yisrael cries out when they're feeling ankh, when they're feeling narrow. Says this Talmud of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. I heard a parable about this. A guy was grew a growth on his finger. He was talking about 200 something years ago. But they had to amputate the finger. Evidently, they weren't so keen on whatever other methods there were. He had terrible pain from amputating the finger. But he made it up in his mind to suffer the pain. But to cut off the finger, to save his life, because he realized, let's say gangrene, right, it would spread. And then after some time, he sees that Nebuch, the disease, is remained right there, right near the flesh. And it's still spreading. Is Va'oz tzak because Godel Memekalevsi cried out with a great cry from the depth of his heart. Sha'achar kol ha'yisurim v'atzash hasavalti, after all the pain that I've suffered already, kaidem beforehand, le'olsa the arucha, I didn't gain anything. V'etzach l'kabal ha'idi yisurim v'kulahen, I'm going to need to suffer more. Kena davrazeh mamish. So too says this chosid, so too was it here. Sha'achar ha'merirah shasavalti kaidem ha'tfilah, after all the beating up I did on myself before the davening. To try getting rid of all the rest of the pain of the shtusim of this world, after all the work I put in, and now I see that after everything, you know, this is the way I feel so often on Rosh Hashanah. Right? You put in all the work, and you get up to Kol Nidre, and you're the same animal you were all along. So, and I realized that there's more suffering to come. So what's the call? Maybe Hashem will have pity. Here he says a little bit of a sharp zug, a zinger. If you knew anything about davening, you never would have made this mistake. But I trust that your words were said in truth. And I realize that it's kedai to call out in the bitterness of one's heart, you know, to address this issue. Avol, next ois, sha'alti ois. So I asked him further. Lidvarav. Which one did you try them in more? Joel, you want a drink? Sha'alti Yisai, I asked him, Lidvarecha, according to your opinion, here's where we get to the Merirus and the Atzvus. Sha'atzaka b'tfilahu mekeev leib. Okay, so you're saying you're not crying out in joy. You're crying out in pain. Okay, that's how you're justifying your shenanigans. V'lei b'simcha, it's not from joy. But what do you do with the fact that v'avedis Hashem tzorach liyis b'simcha? What do you do with the fact that serving God is supposed to be done with joy? V'chol sifrei musar asru ba'atzvus afilu kol hayom, and all the musar svarim forbid one to have atzvus. U'mekolshken b'tfilish tzorach liyis b'simcha. So he's throwing it right in the chassid's face. He's saying, you're claiming that you're crying out in misery and in pain. Well, where does that have a place during davening? You're supposed to be joyous. Amar achaber. So here's what I want to answer. Ilu shamashti gedoyle atzadikim shereisi. Had you only serviced the great people that I saw, lo yisa mistapik bedover, you would have no doubts about this. That is a...
That's sharp.
Sharp zog. Ve'advar baruch amay. Then this is very long. Ach bekitzer, ani amalach. But I want to say to you, bekitzer. I don't know if he davened together with the Goyen. The Goyen was a hermit. So I don't know if he davened with other people. I have no idea. But here he says to him, Bekitzer, I want to tell you, Einat tabaki b'loshon ha-kodesh. Clearly, you are not proficient in the Holy Tongue. Shemerirus eina nikre b'loshon ha-kodesh atzvus. Don't confuse these two words. Exactly what the Baal HaTanya is teaching. Remember, this is a contemporary of the Baal HaTanya. Don't confuse the term merirus with the term depression. Vehem shemes nedofim, the two separate things. Ki atzvus b'loshon chazal hu loshon tzimtzum v'chavitz. He says, let's analyze this in true Hebrew. Atzvus means constriction, shrinking. K'mesh k'siv, like you find in the Gemara, there's an ama sechekes, v'ama itzebes. There's a broad ama, and then there's a constricted ama. The difference between the two is one is measured with a different measuring of tvachim that are more narrow. The other one is the tvachim which are wider. What are we talking about? We're talking about a person whose heart, what's atzvus? Atzvus is a person whose heart is stuffed up like a rock. And there's no life spreading from his heart. V'hara hum yisoid ha'afar. The evil here comes from the element of earth, which is kar v'yavish. It's cold and it's dry. U'kemoish yisoid ha'afar gashmi mekabachiyas megimli yisoid ha'acherim. And just like we know that Yesod HaOfer, the physical earth, receives its sustenance from the other three, Kach Yesod HaOfer Ruchani, Shua Atzvos, so too, when we're dealing with the spiritual component of earth, it too is Mikabel Kol Minei Ra Mikol Gimel Yesodis. It takes in, it absorbs the evil components of the other three Yesodis. What do you mean? For instance, evil arrogance that comes from fire. Or pleasure seeking that comes from water. Now, look at this analysis of human nature. Mach mashechius halev bikovitz beli hispashtus ruachaim eni yocholit ches miolov. Mach sheves chutz shiyochol b'moichai. Because this person is living in such a tzikvechta, narrow state of mind, he doesn't have the energy to ward off not the arrogance, and not the pleasure-seeking that come from the other Yisoidis. because it's dry. It's yavish. There's no life to it. There's no energy there to get rid of the other components that are plumb, that are after it. Al kein his hiru chazal bechol sifrei musar ala atzvus yoyse mikol midas rois. For this reason, our sages warn us about depression more so than all other evil midas. It's the worstest. Al merirus, but feeling a sense of regret, of bitterness, adraba. Quite the contrary, harayesh chius beliboy, that it's an attitude that's full of life. Li spoil, the person has the ability to be impacted, uli smarmer, and to have active regret, mikerevish v'lev amok, and real deep-seated feeling, bitzara nefesh, with the pain of the soul, shenisrachik moyda dekim, that is, becomes so distant from Hashem, v'ra'u ma'alam yeh, that the person is bitter and he's regretful, until he's literally full of this bitterness, full of this regret. Like the pasuk says, I'm up to here with this bitterness. The achar hamiriros. However, one thing, this is literally the same thing it says in Tanya. After the bitterness, yovali de simcha. The result of a person, this is the way to tell if it's depression or if it's bitterness. If it's depression, the person closes down. If it's bitterness, then the person is suffused with joy. Why? Why does joy follow bitterness? Look at what he says. From every time of correct spiritual eitzav, there will be an addition. You know what the advantage is? Hu asimcha haba achar eitzav. It's the joy that comes afterwards. Achakak b'toyru b'tvila. It comes afterwards when the person gets involved either in davening or in learning or in any other mitzvah. B'choshvai. Why? Because the person contemplates. Sha'achar kol ha'shiflu shabai. Even though I'm the lowest of the low, afal pikein shoyra ha'kadosh baruch hu b'toyru b'mitzvahs b'shas asiyaseh. Look at that. Even though I am so low and so revolting and all these terrible midas, nonetheless, a moment later, I can get myself into davening and learning and mitzvahs, and Hashem is right there. So, in fact, it adds to the joy. Because if a person's a tzaddik, so of course Hashem is there. But even despite my distance, nonetheless, I'm able to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tremendous... What's the greater source of joy? A distant child who reaches their parents, right? The kids from Oklahoma in the tornado who were trapped and then were able to reach their parents, or the kid who was sitting at home at the supper table anyway? Right? Clearly, it's the one who feels distant and then is able to come close. That's the simcha that comes after the distance. V'zeu sha'amru, and in fact, he says, not only is this not a kasha, but it's exactly true only in this way. Meaning, Chazal say in the Gemara in Brachas, that a person must get up to daven with a sense of foreboding. Upirish Rashi, what is Rashi? How does he define kevid roish? He hachna. It is, how do you translate hachna? Humility, a subservience. It's when a person is willing to subservient to somebody else. He says, this is what Chazal are talking about. It's this bitterness. And yet, at the same time, Chazal say, that a person is not allowed to daven with atzvus. So, which one is it? You see clearly that Chazal make a distinction. Shiyamidli spelled dafke mitoch kevid reish v'achna. That a person must get up to daven with kevid reish, with achna, shezeh nikra merirus, that this is called the permissible form of bitterness, v'asru mitoch atzvus, and yet at the same time, simultaneously, they forbid atzvus. What's more, look at these words. Ve'afilu daigem mila dishmaya. It's usur for a person to get up and daven from the state of mind of I'm unworthy spiritually. That too is forbidden. That's not a noble form of atzmus, of depression. Look at this. And anybody who didn't take out the time deliberately to contemplate, to contemplate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against whom he's rebelled, meaning it happened without calculation, he didn't set out the time to say, okay, I'm taking out 15 minutes to analyze my Avodah, rather it just happened. This is only the advice of his evil inclination. It's when a person all of a sudden is overcome with the self-pity, and I'm so gornished and I'm so lousy, and it happens, meaning the person didn't sit down to create that, you should know for certain that that is nothing but the enticement of the Yetzer Hara to get the person down so that he can own him. Via atzmus. Here you go. This is tough love. Via atzvas boloi megasus haruach. That kind of depression is the result of arrogance. Sheina makir mekoimai. That the person doesn't recognize where he really should be. Via ken atzuv. And therefore the person's depressed. Meroi levavai. From the angriness in his heart. Al sheinu b'madregas hayirei mashleimim. That I'm not on the level of the God-fearing people. I thought by now I'd be a Bal Ruach HaKodesh. I thought by now I'd be able to daven without extraneous thoughts. I'd be able to put in 4 hours of solid learning without getting distracted and all the other nonsense that we convince ourselves. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about true Hachno. What does that mean? The first step is stop being busy with yourself. Start thinking about God. The self-obsession is disgusting. Start thinking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And automatically your heart will become humbled with a real depth of heart, and to the degree that a person will sense a deep merirus on his distance from this great God, to that degree will the person be able to sense greater joy in davening. And if it's about me, I'm not any better while I'm davening. If it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, I'm closer to that God. It's a total different focus. It's taking the focus off of self and putting the focus onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
How do you answer what we said to Tanya a few weeks ago when he says that he loves you because he oppresses you, he wants to? That's why he sends the Eitar, the Zona.
Right.
So if this is the case when a person's dabbling and he feels totally bad, so it's in a positive way, shouldn't it make him wonderful?
True.
So this seems to be the opposite.
No, because I think that the point is, again, each of these can be distorted.
Right.
The point is that what he's saying here is like this. He also gave me the ability to battle that Yetzirah, right? And I didn't take advantage of the tools that he gave me to battle the Yetzirah. But here he's not focusing at all on the me part. Here he's focusing on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ability that I have to connect for him, and how far, how distant I still feel from him. I don't think he's dealing at all with the actual downfalls that I've had. There he's dealing specifically with the point that he gave me a Yetzihara, and he gave me those trials, and that too is his Eved trying to get me. Here he's focusing much more on what's the proper state of mind before davening.
You're saying this is what to look for, or this is what to strive for?
This is what we should be focusing on. It's really not the self beating up, but it's on focusing on Godless Hashem. he elaborates a little bit more. Well, the kach is zero. For this reason, they warned us. That first we got to start out to get up to daven with hachna and merirus. Shehi Ikeres Haratzah Behavala Ilma Tchila. It's a very interesting perspective here. What's the point of the Merirus? A guy's always asking, why have anything negative? Why can't it all be positive? So he says here, because that Merirus uproots the pursuit of the Narishkeit of this world. Similar to a person who wants to begin taking medication. Evidently, they used to do this once upon a time, that they would first take something that would give them diarrhea. That he would cleanse his body. They do this in the health industry now. They give you stuff that they give for 2 weeks, you take the stuff and it cleanses, body cleansing. Why? In order that the medication that'll follow will be able to do their thing. And if the person doesn't first cleanse out their body, the medication won't be able to be effective. Huh? Yeah. Ken yevshalasez bikavono agile likius benafshay. Fascinating thing. He says he can't expect to focus on godly revelations in one's life until you get rid of the other pursuits. You can't be I told you I had this conversation once with the Baba Rav when I was a bocher. Somebody was pushing me to learn Tanya at the time. So I said to him, I went and asked him, I was, 15, 16 years old. So he said to me, Bensi, and tell me, you like ice cream? So I said, yeah. He said, then you shouldn't learn Tanya. Meaning, you can't have these two things running side. Today everybody wants to have everything. I want to be a glutton and totally entrenched in Gashmias. And then I want to be on the side. I want to be a Baruch HaKadosh. Also, I want to be a Mekobel. Right? I've got a whole bunch of side. It doesn't work. He said, first, the reason for the negativity is if the person cyclops himself, it makes room for a desire to connect with the Kodesh Baruch. And then he puts it right into Chazal. V'zev Shem Chazal, Haraitza the Kabbal, Olav Amalcha Shemayim, Shlema. The Gemara Brachas says a person who wants to accept upon himself a total receiving of Amalcha Shemayim, Yifne, should go to the bathroom, V'yitl Yodav, and wash his hands. So he says, why is that a connection to davening? K'moy shetzorech lefanes ulenakes es aguf mipseiles achitzen. Just like we all understand that we got to get up in the morning and clean ourselves out. Kach tzorech lefanes mipseiles hanefesh yekeres harotzen. We got to cleanse our desires. In the morning, before we get up to davening, we want to connect to Hashem. We got to spend some time uprooting our entrenched desires for physical things. V'yitl yodav, you know what that means? Haino l'nakos hamida shebelev. That is to cleanse our midas that are in our hearts. Shenikroim yadayim, that are called hands. Shayidei achizas kol dovel l'toyv l'rachas Hashem. The hands give us the ability to grasp good or bad. The hands are the grasping utensils. So wash your hands. A person should cleanse their hearts from all shmutz. That the person should have a complete and total heart towards their heavenly Father. Got it? Because the character follows desire. When we get rid of the desire, when we make that desire look disgusting, revolting, then the person can cleanse their life. And I said that Seichel agrees with your words. Because I've seen, whenever I was obsessed with desiring something, with wanting to get something, lo yachalti lispal, I couldn't daven. Avol yedati b'melak harotzayin ki en nechush b'zeh, but I didn't know how to go about getting rid of the rotzayin. So, you see here a fundamental difference between merirus and atzvus. Atzvus is completely unproductive. It's just the Atzas HaYetzer. Merirus forces a person to pursue the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, depending on my mood next week, there are several pieces here from the Slonim Slonim Achsidim, as well as the Slonim Rebbes, that deal with this as well. So maybe we'll just touch it. I'd love to touch a little bit more on some of the other Talmid de Baal Shem, but just to give you a taste. Beis Avrom, Slonim Rebbe, writes as follows. Come on.
Did you say that the Shoyal here is a Slonim?
Nah, we came from the Slonim was in Litta. Slonim was a Litvish city. Rav was a Litvak, and there was a Misnagid, and there was one of the battleground cities. It was red, it was blue, I can't think which way it goes, but it was... Alright, I don't have it here, so we'll take a look at it next week. It's Hashem. Here is the language of Rav Aaron of Kalin. I just found this here. Atzvis is not an Avera. It's not one of the 613. But the level of Timtum Alev that Atzvus can bring is worse than any Avera. Simcha is no mitzvah. But what Simcha can bring a person to is greater than any mitzvah.